quick, Jim, when you're already late. And no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badger Small Conference matchup between the Baraboo Thunderbirds and their guests, the Vikings of Mount Horeb. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be joining you tonight on Max FM and NFHS alongside Christy Feld. Before we get things started, we'll turn things over to the Baraboo High School Band. Feldy, it is a pleasure to be with you on air. It's been too long since we brought you Baraboo High School girls basketball action here on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I think this day is moving faster than I am, though. I have to say that up front.
Well, the JV game moved faster than I was, so luckily we just barely got set up and ready to roll on time.
Boy, here. And boy, and JV had a tough matchup. Mount Horeb JV is 15-1, and they took... They beat our JV team 38-16. But tonight we get to play the Mount Horeb. Who are they? Vikings.
They are the Vikings.
The Vikings, because they live in that Scandinavian troll land, right?
Oh, yeah. So these two teams had an outstanding matchup way back in November earlier this season, a game that came down to the wire with the Vikings winning 56-53 at home. Christy, we were talking earlier that, you know, rewatching the final minutes there, that the T-Birds had a couple opportunities, but they weren't able to pull out that road win.
Yeah, and you know the Mount Horeb Vikings only have 4 wins in the win column this season. They beat Portage by 39, but their other 3 wins were by 4 points or 3 points, respectively. So they've had a number of close game wins, just as Baraboo has had. And on paper, we look like we should match up pretty evenly. However, we have some bumps in the road.
Do we?
Yeah, Deja White is not going to be playing tonight because she has an ankle injury. She rolled her ankle in practice.
So that cost the Thunderbirds their 6'2" post presence.
Well, you know what? But it's all about balance. And their player, Morgan Monroe, is out on crutches as well.
Their leading scorer, Morgan Monroe, she comes in averaging nearly 11 a game. She's out as well. Nice crack reporting by our sideline reporter.
Well,
Christy,
I've got one more little tidbit.
Let's hear it.
Of this may not be balanced because Katie Funmaker is going to be out as well. She took elbow to the eye in Portage last week, and she's under concussion protocol, and so she's out for the game
tonight. So that's 2 starters out tonight for the Thunderbirds. As we prepare to jump center, we're going to have Ava Kolb jumping against the youngster, the sophomore, Peyton Stelzer, jumping for the Thunderbirds. First time I think we've seen her in the starting lineup.
It's the first time we've seen her
at home.
And also freshman Taylor Spurl is a starter for the Thunderbirds. That's going to be a new face.
So with those injuries,
you've
got some new young faces in the starting lineup. Mount Horeb wins the tip. They're looking to operate. Thunderbirds come out man-to-man defensively. On the dribble, that's Rowan Johnson. Into the lane. She's double-teamed. Working around Maddie Gilbert. Shot attempt no good. Caitlin Frank's got the rebound. She's trapped in the corner. Gets it away to Madeline Gilbert, and here come the T-Birds. Gilbert crosses the timeline. Mount Horeb also man-to-man defensively. Gilbert with a lefty floater. Rolls around the rim and off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Ella Fager. Vikings looking to run. Kick out from the post. Out for a three-point attempt. No good for Jada Matthews. It's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Let's just run over our starting lineups. Maddie Gilbert and Taylor Spurl, Peyton Stelzer, Caitlin Frank, and Leah Hess are the starters for your Baraboo Thunderbirds.
Caitlin Frank dribbles across the timeline, setting up the Baraboo half-court offense. Spurl dribbling to her right, over to the wing, finds Leah Hess. T-Birds operating patiently here in the early going. We've got no score. Once again, Ben Bromley and Christy Feld with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM. And we've got a blocking foul as Caitlin Frank was on the dribble. That's going to go against Rowan Johnson. That'll be her first and the team's
Rowan
first.
Johnson picks up her first foul. Rowan Johnson was honorable mention, I lost my train of thought.
For the Vikings?
Yeah, for the Vikings.
For the Badger
season.
Small?
Yes.
Spurl on the dribble, finds Gilbert, left wing. Back to Spurl, left corner. Looking for a crease here. Mount Horeb playing man-to-man, sagging back into the zone. Into the lane, I should say. Here's Caitlin Frank with a five-foot jumper, right baseline. That's good. And the Thunderbirds are on the board.
I like it that we open up with a two-point basket from Caitlin Frank. I meant honorable mention. I lost it again.
All conference?
All conference.
There we
Thank
go.
Thank
you. Caitlin Frank, of course, is the Thunderbirds' leading scorer, coming in at 18.5 a game. She scores the first two to give Baraboo its early lead. Meanwhile, looking to answer and doing just that is Ava Kolb with a jumper on the right baseline. We're tied at two. Caitlin Frank now on the drive into traffic. Shot attempt no good, out of bounds to the Vikings. Baraboo comes in at 3-14, 2-6 in the Badger small. The Vikings 4-11, 3-5 in the Badger small. Working across midcourt is Jada Matthews. Gets it over to Courtney Monroe. She's going to fire long two. That's good.
Boy, and we left her wide open, and that was an easy bucket for Courtney.
4-2 Vikings. A couple minutes into tonight's Badger small conference matchup. There's Leah Hess looking to operate on the right block. Her shot attempt is a little long. Firing up court are the Vikings. Looking to run. Ella Fager kicks it out. Wide open three-point look. Off the rim, no good for Rowan Johnson. She comes in averaging nearly seven a game, the second leading scorer for Mount Horeb.
Taylor Farrell had excellent position for that rebound.
Caitlin Frank muscling up, getting down to the low block, but her shot attempt is swatted.
That's going to stop. She's going to connect at one of these points.
And there's a turnover on the other end as well. Vikings were looking to run. Taylor Spurl comes away with the loose ball. Baraboo looking to tie this game up, trailing 4-2. And that's going to be a turnover, Baraboo is. Spurl and Gilbert could not connect. Ball goes out of bounds on the left sideline.
Mount Horeb brought back seven starters last year. Five of them were seniors. Most of them are on the court tonight.
This drive all the way to the hoop, but no good for Courtney Monroe. Spurl's got the ball.
It's her second rebound.
Rebounding, running the point, but in that case, losing the ball out of bounds on the baseline. It goes over to the Vikings.
They're having a hard time driving into the lane.
They sure are. And the Thunderbirds, they've had a marked jump. They're up to 22 turnovers a game. That's been an increase over the earlier part of the season, and they've got a few in the early going here.
Now, they told us we were going to get better with statistics by the by midseason. That was not one of them.
Well, they're going to give Courtney Monroe that wide-open three look. She splashes that one. 7-2 Mount Horeb.
We're going to have to pick her up because her last two baskets have been good ones.
And they seem to be willing to concede that perimeter shot. They don't have Deja White in the middle to block shots. Thunderbirds with another turnover. Ball into the hands of Monroe. She's looking to run. She's at the three-point arc, taps the brakes, kicks it out for a three-point look for her teammate, Ella Fager. That's good. And the Vikings are hot. They lead 10-2. 14 minutes to go, first half. Coach Bale is going to ask for a timeout.
Ella Fager's averaging 4 points a night, but her high game has been 11.
Vikings off to a strong start offensively. They lead by eight just 4 minutes into the game.
One of the things that I think we're going to notice about the Vikings, or at least it's something that I picked up when I was doing stats, is every one of their players has about the same amount of points. And it seems like, and they've all had high games meaning a 16 to 22 point game. Hmm. So it seems to vary depending on the night.
You never know who's going to make the contributions.
Right. I mean, I know Morgan Monroe obviously is averaging 11 points a night, but everybody else's average is low, but they've all had some outstanding games.
Baraboo's going to inbound from the sideline, coming out of the timeout, trailing by 8. Looking to get back in this home contest. Caitlin Frank finds Madeline Gilbert looking to drive left baseline. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds as Gilbert dribbled into traffic, out of bounds.
Tough defense by the Mount Horeb Vikings.
Coming out of a timeout, committing a turnover. Not what the coach is looking for.
That's true.
Courtney Monroe wanted to fire another three. That time Caitlin Frank extended the defense, denied the shot. And on the other end, we're going to have a turnover. Mount Horeb, the ball off of the leg of Jada Matthews over to the Thunderbirds. And now the Vikings are going to show full court pressure. Looks like full court trap. Caitlin Frank's got it, looking to dribble out of it. She does just that. She's across midcourt, looking to go all the way, and is denied. And her shot blocked again. Out of bounds, though. The Thunderbirds will keep it.
I'm glad it was Caitlin Frank that had the ball because she was double-teamed and there wasn't anybody that was waiting around for that. You know how you need to do that quick pass out to break a press? There wasn't anybody there.
Hallie Klein checks in for the Vikings. Baraboo inbounds. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire from distance. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert with a triple from the left wing. 10-5 Mount Horeb. Looking to answer. Vikings swinging it around the perimeter. Nope. Monroe wants to drive. She gets all the way in. Kisses it off the glass from the right side for two. And she has got a quick 7.
I wonder if Courtney Monroe is Morgan Monroe's little sister.
And she's certainly picking up the scoring load.
She's only a freshman.
Here we have another timeout. Coach Bale again wants to talk things over. That gives us a moment to remind you that our broadcasts are brought to you by the following sponsors. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance /Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Boy, on Tuesday night at Portage, the Thunderbirds defeated the Portage Warriors. Maddie Gilbert had 16 points that night, so maybe she'll have a double-digit game again tonight. She's already started with a three-point basket.
Well, the Thunderbirds could use that with a couple of key starters out of the lineup.
Absolutely.
T-Birds are going to inbound once again, facing full-court pressure from the Vikings. Gilbert at the controls on the baseline. Fires to Frank. Frank
there
back to
go.
Gilbert. Lefty is going to dribble it across the timeline and going to pick up a foul. Blocking foul there on Hallie Klein as Gilbert moved it up court.
Hallie Klein will pick up her first, second team foul.
Peyton Stelzer is going to inbound from the sideline.
I don't think I even marked down the first foul.
Frank looking for Gilbert. Ooh, that pass is stolen away. Monroe had it. She fires up court to Fager. She's in the corner, kicks it out. Now on the drive is Rowan Johnson. Shot attempt off the rim, short, no good. Peyton Stelzer hauls down the rebound.
Kind of rolled off the fingers of Maddie Gilbert and right into the hands of Peyton Stelzer.
And here comes Taylor Spurl. Kick out to Frank. Frank finds Gilbert. Gilbert's going to fire from beyond the arc again.
Wow.
And that's another thunderbolt.
Boy, it's that exact same place, isn't it?
Another thunderbolt from the left wing for Madeline Gilbert. She has 6, and it's a 4-point game. Looking to answer is Rowan Johnson. 3-point attempt, no good. Taylor
and
Spurl's got it.
Don't want Mount Horeb to cover her.
Leave her open. Taylor Spurl had trouble with a loose ball, and it's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow is going to go to the T-Birds. So not exactly a turnover, but not exactly how you draw it up either if you're Coach Bale. Mount Horeb 12, Baraboo 8. Another substitution here. Marin Johnson comes in, replacing Rowan Johnson. I do get that sense we may have some sisters on this team.
I know. I think there's a Jada. No, Jada Matthews.
This is where I rely on you to get the full family tree before broadcast. Peyton Stelzer inbounds to Gilbert. T-Birds trailing by 4. Looking to continue to eat into this early Viking lead. Spurl kicks out to Frank. She's going to fire from beyond the arc. Just a little short, no good. Rebound to Fager. Here come the Vikings. Marin Johnson's going to fire from distance. No good. Rebound is tapped around, and Spurl's got the loose ball. Coming away with it. Looking to drive. I'll go all the way. Oh, shot was either blocked or hit the backboard on the way up. In either event, Mount Horeb's got it. Running the other way, and they get a layup. No good. Another layup attempt. No good. Ball is kicked out beyond the arc, and they're going to fire for three.
Oh, no way.
The opportunistic Hallie Klein picks up the loose ball and hits one from the top of the key for three.
That ball was all over the floor, and it rolls into her hands, and she just pops it up for three.
Hey, what do you know? I'm wide open. 15-8 Mount Horeb. And Madeline Gilbert manages to draw another foul on
Everybody
Klein.
Everybody else was laying on the ground.
Hallie Klein picking up her second foul off the bench here. She's been busy hitting the three, picking up some fouls. Substitutions for both teams. We've got Cassidy Gates coming in for Madeline Gilbert.
That's what happened in the JV game, too. They were just popping in threes, and that became a challenge for the Thunderbirds.
Katie Smith checks in, as well as, I think Jada Matthews checked back in as well. Inbound goes to Frank. She's going to shoot from 15 feet, no good. Gates is going to pull down the rebound, though. Thunderbirds get a reload, second chance opportunity. Hess on the right block kicks it away, but there's Gates again. The magnet for the loose ball. This one, though, is stolen away. Katie Smith comes away with it. Turnover Baraboo. Vikings on the march. Ella Fager. She gets stopped at the free throw line. They work it inside to Ava Kolb, who scores from the right block for her second bucket.
She just kept pushing to get position and was able to put it up for two.
Caitlin Frank looking to answer, looking to drive. She's got a nice looking shot from the right block. No good. Put back, no good. Another put back, no good, but she is fouled.
Three tries.
Persistence in the paint by Caitlin Frank. Of course, we had a nice chat with Caitlin's mom before the game. She mentioned that Caitlin is just 31 points short of 1,000 for her Thunderbird career. If she has a big night, it could be tonight. If not, it would be Friday night when we'll be here to call the Baraboo game versus Milton.
Well, I am not surprised that her mom stopped up to tell us that. She had 30 points against Portage.
You never know. It could happen.
Night, so it could happen. It could happen on a night like tonight. So I'm glad that her mom, it was good to meet her, and I'm glad she stopped up to tell us.
Frank makes the first. And swishes the second. She has four, and Thunderbirds are within seven with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Gilbert has checked back in for the Thunderbirds. T-Birds continue to play man-to-man, looking to stop and pop from 17 feet. No good for Jada Matthews. Peyton Stelzer's got it. Thunderbirds on the move to our left as we face the court here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School. Thunderbirds trailed early. Now down seven. They find Maddie Gilbert again from the left wing. That's another Thunderbolt. A trio of triples for Madeline Gilbert.
I'm not saying a word. I can't top that, a trio of triples.
17-13, but woo-hoo, looking to answer and going coast to coast, but not finishing was Marin Johnson. Thunderbirds with the rebound. There's Maddie Gilbert. You better pick her up.
That's what I was just going to say. Let's
guess where she's going, left
pop
wing.
Pop it right over.
Thunderbirds within four. They find Caitlin Frank. Frank's going to stop and pop 16 feet. It's good. Hits the bracket and bounces through. Caitlin Frank has six.
I do not know how a ball can stop like that and then roll in.
Just a good shooter's touch from Caitlin Frank. So it's a two-point game just like that. The Thunderbirds have nearly erased this early deficit here in the first half. There's a nice-looking drive, though, into the paint. No good. Good work by Ella Fager, but she couldn't finish. Here's Caitlin Frank. Guess what? She wants to go all the way. Ooh, she juggles. And travels.
It was one
turnover.
On three with Caitlin Frank. I don't know.
That has not deterred her so far. Spurl is checking back in, replacing Stelzer.
So where we run into trouble with Peyton Stelzer and with Spurl is that they play JV, so we only have two halves or two quarters, so to speak.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And the bench will get a little thin as well.
Right.
In fact, and there's a jumper. That's a three-point shot, in fact, for Rowan Johnson. We've only got, about three more subs who haven't suited up yet, so the T-Birds might be a little shorthanded tonight.
Yeah, the Brown sisters are on vacation, so they're not here either.
A
I
double
forgot
whammy.
To tell you that.
That can be the challenge of having sisters, right? Cassidy Gates' shot is short, out of bounds.
I could only share so much pain in one conversation.
And Stelzer got about 30 seconds break. She's going to check back in, replacing Cassidy Gates.
Well, we got to get every minute we can of the time that they're able to be out there.
Mount Horeb 20, Baraboo 15, ticking down to about 8 minutes to go, first half. Vikings have led pretty much throughout. There's a steal. Caitlin Frank comes away with it. Trapped in the corner. She finds Gilbert. Gilbert's going to cross the timeline. Looking for a teammate. Her pass is swatted out of bounds. The Thunderbirds will keep it.
She tried to pass it across two Mount Horeb players.
Yeah, I think.
Didn't quite make that.
Might not have. Right. Might not have seen those two defenders flashing through. Stelzer inbounds. Finds Gilbert. Right wing. Gilbert's been the big scorer with 9 points here in the first half. All from beyond the arc.
And she's in her spot.
Right. There's Caitlin Frank. She's also been busy tonight, looking to drive into traffic. Kicks out to Spurl. Spurl fakes the three. Kicks it out to Stelzer. And Barrett was going to reset. Ticking down to 7.5 minutes to go. First half, 5-point game. There's Frank, right wing. Three ball. Little long. Rebound bounces out of bounds to the Vikings.
I'm cracking up. I'm too old school. These fluorescent shoes are just crazy.
This is very 80s. This is our jam right here, all these fluorescent colors.
Exactly. Well, I remember I was out of the country in the 80s. But you know, Taylor Spurls are killing me because there's one orange one and one green one.
And for the Vikings, Maddie Niemancheck checks in, replacing Ella Fager. I guess you could say Maddie Neiman checked in. She's probably heard that one before. Vikings operating their half-court offense. Little 14-foot jumper. No good for Katie Smith.
I thought if she got the one-on-one, we could do a Niederkoffer, but we could use her name instead.
And they get Niemancheck with a foul. Perhaps it was a hand Niemancheck. In any event, it'll be Baraboo ball on the baseline. They will be facing full-court pressure.
Did you practice that all day, Niemancheck?
Yeah, that's right. I'm working on Czech jokes. Taylor Spurrow brings the ball across midcourt. Going to have to watch the chicken wing. Kicks out to Gilbert, left wing. She's been deadly from there so far. Gilbert finds Hess in the lane. Shot attempt no good off the rim. Rebound to Ellie Larson. Vikings jog it up court. Courtney Monroe, left wing. Decides not to use the screen. Tries to dribble into traffic. Ball is loose on the floor. Vikings keep it. And they're going to reset. From the T-Bird logo, Jada Matthews takes a step in and fires from the top of the key. That's good. Another wide open three look for the Vikings, and they are back up by 8. Thunderbirds have gotten as close as 2 points since falling behind. They're currently down 8. Backdoor cut. They're looking for Frank. Yeah, tough passing angle there. That's stolen away. Nice defense by Niemancheck. Finds Monroe. Monroe's going to fire it on. Back to Niemancheck. Lefty from the left baseline. No good. Taylor Spurrow's got the rebound.
Taylor Spurrow.
And she is getting molested under the court with no help from the men in stripes. And now the ball is out of bounds off the Vikings.
She went airborne to get that rebound. Pulls it down. Gets in everything but a fist fight to keep it.
I think there was a Class D felony committed. But the T-Birds will keep the ball. Still looking to eat into this 8-point lead. Caitlin Frank, trapped. She's going to double-dribble. Yeah. The first one was questionable. The second one they had to call. Whether they give you that.
I mean,
you know, official might give you that gather and then dribble, but only up to a point. Turnover bearable. There's been a lot of those here in the first half. Vikings looking to penetrate. That's Monroe.
There's a walk.
Driving on Frank, and they're going to get her for an arm bar. It's going to be Frank's first foul.
And it's the first team foul, actually, of the night.
How about that?
At the 5-minute mark.
More than 12 minutes in, yeah. Vikings will inbound beneath the Baraboo basket. Nice looking inbound play. They get a wide open look from the left block.
That was perfectly drawn up.
Pass to Courtney Monroe, and oh my, she's got 9 already. We talked about how Morgan Monroe, the Vikings' leading scorer, is out tonight with an injury. But her teammates are picking her up. Meanwhile, on the other end, Caitlin Frank. Misses a short jumper from the right baseline. Vikings rebound. Moving to our right. Setting up their half-court offense. Looking for another three. That's from the left wing. That's a splash.
Jada Matthews picks up her second.
Jada Matthews.
3-point
hits
basket.
From distance. And the Vikings have been deadly from three-point land. And meanwhile, Caitlin Frank is trapped. And the ball's going to be out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it. Caitlin Frank was in trouble under the hoop.
I walked in with the refs tonight. They were all pulling suitcases. I asked them if they were staying overnight. They said Only if it's snowy. No, they didn't say that.
As representatives of the Chamber of Commerce, we're happy to have him stay overnight.
Yeah.
Enjoy our beautiful community.
How can we, which bleacher would you like?
We have plenty of lodging establishments we'd be happy to refer you to. Meanwhile, another turnover. Maddie Gilbert was looking for Taylor Spurl and fired it over her head out of bounds. Up and down first half so far for the Thunderbirds. They trail 28-15. Madeline Gilbert's been a bright spot with her three-point baskets. But here's another wide-open three-point look. This one, fortunately for the T-Birds, doesn't hit anything, goes out of bounds. No good for Courtney Monroe.
Boy, and when you have a team like Mount Horeb that's popped in 6 3-point baskets tonight, that's pretty outstanding.
Still
for them.
Seeing full court pressure from the Vikings. Caitlin Frank says, I'm just going to dribble right out of this, go all the way, and find a wide open teammate. Unfortunately, Leah Hess couldn't finish. Vikings have the rebound. Now they're looking to run. Here, once again, that's Courtney Monroe scoring. She's into double figures. And it's a 15-point lead. The Vikings have the Thunderbirds doubled up, 30-15. Ball's out of bounds.
Courtney Monroe is going to be a thorn in our side for the next 3 years. Yeah. I'm telling you that right now.
That's,
she's already playing stronger than a freshman.
That's a name we're going to need to remember. And already we have our third timeout of the half. Coach Bale calling timeout, now facing this 15-point deficit. So this gives us a chance to talk about other varsity action here at Baraboo High School. Girls hockey, the Lightning, are at Sun Prairie tonight as we speak, and they'll be traveling to Beaver Dam on Saturday. Boys hockey is hosting Sauk Prairie tonight, and they'll be at Monroe on Thursday. As for the boys basketball team, they are at Mauston tonight, and we'll tune into the YouTube feed and get an update on them here soon. They'll also be traveling to Portage on Thursday and to Toma on Saturday, so three road trips for the boy T-Birds. Also, boys swimming, they have a home duel versus Mount Horeb tonight, and they'll be traveling to Shorewood on Saturday. Wrestling team has a dual meet at Sauk Prairie on Thursday. Gymnastics will be at Reedsburg on Thursday and will be taking on Monona Grove on Friday. Busy slate of winter sports.
You start to wonder when there's time to practice. You know, the gym is filled up all the time.
With all these games?
Right. I suppose you have multiple gyms within our district, but boy, oh boy, there's a lot going on at this time of the year, that is for sure.
And for folks who may be following the girls team closer than the boys team has been off to a great start. They've only lost a couple of three ball games so far this season. They are at Mauston as we speak, and I'm pulling up YouTube here, see if we can get you a score. It looks like Baraboo leads 31-18, give or take. I can't quite see the scoreboard. Looks like 31-18 Baraboo here in the first half.
That's a nice feed.
Yeah.
Blue and gold Mauston.
T-Birds inbound, looking to cut into this deficit. Leah Hess has got it out near the Thunderbird logo. Thunderbirds are down two starters tonight with Cadence Funmaker and Deja White out of the lineup. The Vikings are missing their leading scorer, Morgan Monroe. So far, they haven't missed a beat. They've been red hot from the arc. And they've been opportunistic, forcing Baraboo turnovers. T-Birds working it around. Spurl's got it. She's going to stop and pop. 16 feet, no good. Ball is loose. Vikings have it. That's Jada Matthews. She's across the timeline, firing it up court to Nemancheck. Over to Monroe. She's out at the T-Bird logo, where the Vikings will reset their half-court offense. Both teams playing man-to-man. Monroe now looking to drive. Gets into the paint through two or three T-Birds. Ball is loose. Spurl's got it, as she so often does on loose balls. Taylor Spurl now looking to run. Now she'll tap the brakes with a pair of multicolored fluorescent shoes. Oh, no,
oh boy,
her pass is picked off at midcourt for an easy two for Maddie Nemancheck. That's her first bucket.
She's a freshman as well. So you'll be able to use that joke for a long time.
To the dismay of our Mount Horeb listeners.
Yes.
32-15, the Vikings lead the Thunderbirds. Under 3 minutes to play first half. Leah Hess got it in the right block, nearly tied up, kicks it out. Caitlin Frank drives baseline, stops short, 7 foot, no good. Rebound was pulled away initially by Ava Kolb, but Caitlin Frank tied it up. It's still going to go to the Vikings. 2.5 to go. I'm Ben Brownlee, joined by Christy Feld. We mentioned that the outset of the broadcast, these two teams played a barn burner at Mount Horeb back in November, a 56-53 game that came down to the final seconds. So far, not quite as tight a contest here tonight. Driving into the lane and missing was Roland Johnson, but there's a kick out. Nemechek for three. That's short, but somehow wide open under the hoop. All alone is Ava Kolb for a putback. Three shot opportunities for the Vikings that time down the floor. They lead by 19. T-Birds looking to push. Pass is out of bounds. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds.
Boy, the T-Birds need to settle in.
Vikings bring Ella Fager back in. She's going to replace Roland Johnson. And we've got Marin Johnson checking in as well. She's replacing Courtney Monroe. Mount Horeb 34, Baraboo 15, under 2 minutes to go. Vikings walking it up. Nemechek's got it on the right wing. Caitlin Frank going for a steal. Commits a foul. That's going to be her second.
And I know it's only her second, but I don't want her to get a third or a fourth because that would be trouble for the Thunderbirds.
The T-Birds are already playing shorthanded here tonight, down a couple of starters, and they've got a couple of young starters in who are not eligible for the full game because they played some JV. Vikings operating their half-court offense. So far they've been deadly from beyond the arc, also been effective in the lane. Tough combo to beat. Now look at a dribble drive. Marin Johnson. Ball is loose off the Vikings. There's a turnover. Mount Horeb.
Pass was a little hard and that she wasn't able to catch it.
Baraboo's going to inbound and Vikings are going to keep the full court pressure on. Spurl nearly trapped. Dribbles out of it. Ball's out of bounds, but the T-Birds will keep it. Thunderbirds looking for a spark here late in the first half. They were down early. They got back in the game. Got within two. There's another foul. Caitlin Frank picking up a foul. That's going to go against Jada Matthews. Well, if the T-Birds could get him into the bonus here, that's the sixth team foul. That might help.
Well, yeah, be at the line when the clock is stopped would be a bonus for us.
Inbound is to Spurl. Spurl finds Hess. She was open. Gets double teamed. Kicks it out to Frank. Frank, 16 feet. That's good. Caitlin Frank's got an 8 in the first half. T-Birds now trail by 17. Under a minute to play, first half. Whirling and floating for a nice-looking bucket in the lane is Marin Johnson. Her first basket. Like you said earlier, they've got a bunch of contributors. Any given night could go off on you. We've seen that with a bunch of scorers all contributing here.
Right. You just don't know where they're going to.
Taylor Spurl manages to draw a foul as she attempted to drive on the right baseline.
You just don't know which one it's going to be.
Right.
Because even if you look at their scoring columns tonight, Ben, almost every player has scored.
And with that foul, the Thunderbirds will be in the single bonus. Taylor Spurl, hopefully he'll get an opportunity to help pull the T-Birds back into this ballgame here if they can make some hay at the line in the final minute. Her free throw attempt is off the rim, no good, but Peyton Stelzer snags the rebound. T-Birds will get another chance. Looking to set up their half-court offense. Stelzer near the top of the key. Hands to Gilbert. Gilbert fires cross-court to Frank. Frank looking to get in the paint. She does that. Kicks out to Stelzer. Three from the top of the key. No good. But rebound. Taylor Spurl. Here she's again. Oh, but couldn't finish with the left hand put back. 10 seconds to go. Ball is loose. We got bodies hitting the floor. We've got some kind of an armbar Greco-Roman wrestling match going on in the backcourt. No call. Here come the T-Birds as the first half comes to a close.
I forgot to tell you that part about playing Mount Horeb. It's always physical. And this is no different. I thought maybe after all these years of not being on the air, it would be different, but it's not any different.
Well, we came to see a basketball game, and a wrestling match broke out there near the end of the half.
And it always happens.
Your halftime score, Mount Horeb 36, Baraboo 17. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on NFHS and 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping, it's saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp. I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Superstore. Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's ficachurch.org.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is the Mount Horeb Vikings 36, Baraboo Thunderbirds 17. We've got the gymnastics team setting up here for an exhibition here at half court. I should say the mini gymnasts coming out for a little half court entertainment. Feldy, what have you got for us for halftime statistics? Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. We're joining you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Video Streaming Network. Christy, what do you have for us for halftime stats, please?
Well, first, I have to start out by saying I think this might be mini dance team.
Oh, mini dance team. Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't think it's mini gymnastics.
I saw the mats. I thought maybe it was like a tumbling thing. Okay.
But we'll have to see what they actually end up doing.
There must be some vigorous dancing if they need mats.
Who knows?
We're about to find out.
Maybe it's cheer. They're going to start tossing each other up in the air.
Our video stream audience can enjoy it, and the radio audience can wonder what we're talking about.
Exactly. Courtney Monroe is leading the way for the Mount Horeb Vikings with 11 points. They have 8 players in the scoring column, which is a balanced scoring half. Jada Matthews has 6. Ava Kolb has 6, and a number of them have 2 and 3. For your Baraboo Thunderbird Maddie Gilbert has 3 3-point baskets for 9 points, and Caitlin Frank has 8 points. We talked a little bit earlier that she has 30. At the beginning of the night, she had 31 points to go. So how many does that make?
Oh, you're going to make me do math. 23?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
23 left to go. Nobody's really in foul trouble. Maren Johnson has 2. Hallie Klein has 2. For Mount Horeb, and Caitlin Frank has 2 for the Thunderbirds. I think we only had 2 fouls in the first half, and quite honestly, that's probably true because Mount Horeb had a number of uncontested three-point baskets, and we didn't touch them.
For sure. They definitely had some open looks, and they took advantage. Other scoring action, we've got an update for you from Austin, where the Thunderbird boys basketball team leads the Golden Eagles 36-18. Promising start for the T-Bird boys here.
That's almost the opposite of
us. I was going to say, it's a mirror image of the score here, where it's 36-17, Mount Horeb leading the Thunderbirds.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you'd think Coach Bale obviously is in there at halftime talking to the troops, and like we discussed, definitely think they probably need to close out on those three-point shooters a bit, you know, get out there and contest some of those shots, make it a little tougher on the Vikings, and on the offensive end, try to take care of the ball.
Yeah, exactly, and they're having a really hard time with the Mount Horeb defense, so they're having a hard time penetrating the lane, and so there's got to be other options when they get stuck down there because that's where the turnovers are happening.
Well, so far,
put a little stop on Courtney Monroe would be a good thing
right.
to say as well freshman Courtney Monroe.
And kudos to the Vikings when you have so many weapons. You got one player in double figures, but so many people in the scoring column. It's hard to focus on just one player.
It is.
Well, we'll bring you the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some areas of rain, maybe a little freezing rain at times, and dense fog as well, with a dense fog advisory in effect. Cloudy sky otherwise, and lows in the low 30s. Areas of rain for tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm up though to the mid-30s as foggy areas continue. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 31.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program.
In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are just seconds away from the second half. Your halftime score, Mount Horeb 36, Baraboo 17. I am Ben Bromley alongside Christy Feld. Couldn't be happier to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS network. The Vikings took control early, led by 7-8 points in the early going. Thunderbirds were able to bite into that lead, get it within 2, but from there the Vikings took over. With a combination of second-chance opportunities in the lane and hot three-point shooting, and that's how they pulled out to this 19-point halftime lead.
Boy, and you know, we take a lot for granted, Ben, when we're watching our Thunderbird team play, and I'm missing Katie Funmaker and Deja White, and it's not to discount the effort and the performance of our other players in the first half, but sometimes it's just you just get kind of used to what those two bring to the game, and it's been kind of a long night without them.
Certainly has. Thunderbirds definitely have missed those two starters, and we talked about how they've got a couple of younger players in the lineup who might not be able to play the full game. We'll see how that goes. We do have Taylor Spurl and Peyton Stelzer out there in the second half starting lineup, along with Leah Hess and, of course, Caitlin Frank and Maddie Gilbert. Gilbert's three triples helped get the T-Birds back in this game in the first half. Baraboo's got the ball to start the second. Caitlin Frank's on the right wing. Finds Stelzer at the top of the key. Stelzer hands back to Frank. Looking to dribble. Gets it to Spurl, left wing. Fire cross court. Gilbert, right wing. Now she's on the dribble. Stifling defense from the Vikings forces a tie-up. It's going to go to Mount Horeb.
Boy, Jada Matthews went right after the ball, and obviously that was called a jump ball. Mount Horeb basketball.
The Vikings will walk it up. That's Courtney Monroe. Gets it over to Rowan Johnson, and there's a steal for the Thunderbirds. Caitlin Frank coming away with the loose ball. Spurl across the timeline. Looking to penetrate. Now instead she'll kick it out to Frank. She's at the left wing. Now she finds Spurl. Oh, that's through her hands, out of bounds. And again, the turnover bug continues to bite the Thunderbirds.
It does, but when they brought the ball up this time, they didn't rush it. So it was like they were getting ready to set our own pace, and I like that.
Vikings now on offense, facing the man-to-man T-Bird defense. Looking to drive is Jada Matthews. Now she kicks it out. T-Birds do seem to be extending better beyond the arc, denying that three-point shot here early in the second half. Now they work it into the lane. Nice little left-hand flip. That's no good. Rowan Johnson with a putback, and that's good. And once again, second-chance opportunities in the lane have been critical in this game. Baraboo looking to move up court in a hurry. Caitlin Frank can't quite handle a pass. It's out of bounds to the Vikings. Another T-Bird turnover.
And actually, we had decent position for defensive rebound. So hopefully we'll be able to pull that down this time.
T-Birds playing half court, man-to-man defense. They're going to let Courtney Monroe and the Vikings walk it up. 38-17, early in the second half. There's a nice-looking pass on the right block. But Kolb couldn't finish. Spurl comes away with the loose ball. She's grabbed several rebounds, has the young point guard. Now she runs the T-Bird offense. Hands to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to fire from the left wing for three. No good. That is her spot. She was deadly from there in the first half. Misses that one.
She was a little bit higher on the arc, actually.
And I think the Vikings extended, too. They realize they've got a threat, perimeter threat. And there's another nice steal. Caitlin Frank getting a hand into the passing lane, forcing the turnover.
But again, not pushing it, so setting up our own pace.
Stells are looking to drive from the top of the key. Off the backboard, no good. Kolb's got the rebound. Here come the Vikings. We have a bit of a defensive struggle here early in the second half at Baraboo High School. Vikings now on offense, working it around the perimeter. And we've got a timeout. Coach Bart Leibfried wants a 30-second timeout.
He's got to adjust to our adjustment, I think.
Right, adjust to the adjustments.
That's what I think's happening.
Well, another note for basketball fans out there. We've got a barn burner at the barn, Williams Arena, between the Badgers and the Gophers. Badgers just pulled away a rebound to finish off a two-point win on the road at Minnesota.
That's good.
My son, the Gopher, is in attendance. He's probably not in a great mood at the moment.
So you don't think he's wearing Badger gear?
No, I raised him right as a Badger fan, but since he's been at Minnesota, he's drinking the maroon and gold Kool-Aid.
Okay, did you do the same thing when you went to Minnesota?
Heck no, I proudly wore the cardinal and white.
You know, my niece Chloe went to Minnesota too. Her dad said, you leave that stuff at the border.
Well, the Vikings get a bucket right out of their timeout with a nice little inbound play. Ava Kolb scores. She's got eight, and the Vikings lead by 23. And they're extending pressure, three-quarter court, man-to-man pressure. We were talking about how it's a little bit challenging to see whether it's man-to-man or zone. I think it's a man-to-man, but kind of a little bit of a sag. They're trying to keep the T-Birds out of the lane and not overplay on the perimeter. Caitlin Frank into traffic, finds Spurl, right wing. She's going to fire for three. That's long, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Up court. To Fager, her shot attempt is no good, and it's out of bounds.
Last off of Jada Matthews.
We talked about how the Thunderbird boys are on the road in Mount Horeb. They lead 47-24. Meanwhile, Caitlin Frank's got a run out off the backboard. No, I mean, it is good.
It is good.
And there's a foul. I think they're going to give you up. They're going to give the bucket. So that's a deuce for Caitlin Frank. She's in the double digits.
Boy, that was quicker passes that time, breaking that press.
And Jada Matthews assessed with that foul.
Thank you.
A couple of subs coming in for the T-Birds. We talked about how they're going to dig into the bench. Taylin Bell has checked in, as has... Remind me who 43 is, Christy. We've had this happen a couple times where she's not on the roster, and I miss it. The free throw is good. Caitlin Frank finishes the three-point play.
I wrote this in my notes. Sabrina Hartman is who I think it is.
Sabrina Hartman.
I have to see her face.
Okay. Well, with a three-point play, the T-Birds pull within 20.
Yeah, it's Sabrina Hartman.
Vikings now on offense. They move to our left as we face the court here at Baraboo High School. Looking to drive baseline and firing out of bounds was Monroe.
Actually, I'm surprised she wasn't on their roster because Katie told me they were pulling her up to play a little bit of varsity.
We need to make that addition to my roster
think we do.
Here.
What did you say her number was?
43.
Okay.
So Baraboo now on offense. Looking to follow up that three-point play by Caitlin Frank. Try to get back in this ball game. Taylin Bell newly in the game. She's working the dribble at the T-Bird logo. Fires it over to Maddie Gilbert on the right wing. And she's going to fire for three. No good. Front rim. Ball's loose. Taylor Spurl again. A magnet for the loose ball and the rebounds.
Yeah, double dribble. You have to help her.
Yeah. Another double dribble and the turnover for the T-Birds. And we got a sub coming in for Mount Horeb. That's going to be Hallie Klein replacing Ella Fager. Under 14 minutes to go in the ball game. Mount Horeb 40, Baraboo 20. Vikings on offense and getting right into the lane is Klein. Off the bench, into the lane, into the scoring column for two. She's got five.
Baraboo is not playing man-to-man.
And there's a turnover on the ensuing inbound. Peyton Stelzer's going to check in for the undermanned T-Birds. She's going to replace Maddie Gilbert.
That was one of the pieces I was hoping they were talking about at halftime was breaking that press.
We're not able to do it that time, and Mount Horeb is on offense once again. Faking a three and now dribbling and getting all the way to the hoop is Rowan Johnson with a little dipsy-do. Nice.
I think that's her second dipsy-do.
She's dipsy-doing us wrong here. There's Taylor Spurl looking for a long jumper. It is partially blocked into the hands of Klein. Klein blows past Caitlin Frank. Finds a teammate. Vikings now looking to operate their offense, and they find a three-point look from the left corner. No good. That was Matthews. No good. And the rebound went to Kolb, but there was a foul. And I think they're going to get the Vikings on this one. Yep, they got Kolb with that foul. That might be why she came down with the rebound.
There we go. You can do it all. Pick up a foul.
And Mount Frank is immediately double-teamed and mugged. And the ball is stolen. But the ball, one of the Vikings touched the ball while also touching the sideline.
Okay, here we go.
That's another Class C felony being committed in the backcourt. And there's a steal. Peyton Stelzer right into the hands of Courtney Monroe. And Caitlin Frank